From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. President Bush vowed today not to accept any changes to his tax cut. His words come after recent government forecasts that reduced previous estimates of the federal surplus. The tax cut and a slowing economy have chipped it away. Congress will soon battle over the money that remains, and that fight may endanger some of the president's other priorities. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The president says he will not go along with Democrats who say his tax cut went too far.
I presume those who now oppose tax relief are for raising your taxes. That would tie an anchor on our economy, and I can assure you, I won't allow it.
Speaking to an American Legion meeting in San Antonio, the president also said he won't retreat from his demands for more spending. He wants more money for the military, and he wants Congress to pass his education bill. House and Senate negotiators have been debating the education plan for months, and California Congressman George Miller says the budget squeeze may now put that bill in jeopardy.
Well, I think we'd all like to get it done as soon as possible, but we recognize that it's part of a larger discussion now.
Miller is a Democrat, but he's worked closely with the president on education. State officials, teachers unions, and others in both parties have grown deeply suspicious of the president's reforms. Congressman Miller says if the education bill doesn't provide more money, they may work to kill it. The president wants an extra $1 billion for schools, but Democrats want an extra $13 billion, and that's just for 1 year. Miller knows the money may now be harder to find.
You already have a substantial lobby that's working overtime, trying to hold on to the status quo. And it's very clear that if the reforms aren't funded, they're probably not going to be acceptable to members of Congress. We're talking about closing the gap between majority and minority children, holding school districts accountable for closing that gap, holding the states accountable for doing that, putting a qualified teacher in every classroom within 4 years, annual testing. And if the money isn't there to bring about those reforms, I think that the states are going to bulk.
Education is not the only presidential priority that may require more money. During last year's campaign, Mr. Bush repeatedly promised to help America's struggling farmers.
It's a matter of national security that we have a strong farm economy. I want you to know the farmers are not going to be secondary thoughts to a Bush administration. They will be in the forethought of our thinking.
Mr. Bush won many votes in rural areas, especially in the South. But when he spoke today, laying out his priorities for the rest of the year, he didn't mention farmers. This week's budget news may complicate an effort to increase farm subsidies. Congress has set aside an extra $73 billion for farmers over the next decade. But a budget agreement says that money cannot be spent if the government is dipping into Social Security funds, which congressional forecasters say the government will soon do. White House officials say that if lawmakers want extra money for farmers, they may have to cut spending on something else. In Congress, Republican staff members say they're hopeful they can still find the money if they pass a farm bill quickly, but they say the more time passes, the less money will be available. The passage of time may also affect the president's efforts to boost spending for national defense. Even some Republicans say the Pentagon waited too long to justify its request for an extra $18 billion this year. And Senate Democrats plan to delay considering it. They'll consider other spending first and challenge the president to show how he intends to pay for defense. Today, Mr. Bush acknowledged that some of his signature proposals may have to compete against each other.
This year, we might even see our administration's two highest priorities, education and national defense, being played off against each other. That's the old way of doing business, and it's time to stop it. We may have different agendas in Washington, but we all have the same basic obligations. We must start with the things that matter most to the future and security of our country.
Democrats have been saying that the president himself decided that a tax cut should come first, and Democratic leaders are not eager to help him pay for his other priorities. A spokeswoman for Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle says flatly, "That's the president's problem." Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.